This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden promised Thursday the United States will sharply increase its engagement around the world during his White House tenure, ending what he contended was, quote, 4 years of neglect and abuse, end quote, of foreign relations by former President Donald Trump. Biden declared at the State Department in his first major foreign policy address as president, quote, America cannot afford to be absent on the world stage. Diplomacy is at the center of our foreign policy, end quote. He said that, quote, American alliances are our greatest assets, end quote, while warning both Russia and China of American resolve. An advisor to Donald Trump says the former president will not testify under oath in next week's Senate impeachment trial. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
House impeachment managers want to get Donald Trump on the record discussing his role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol that left five people dead, since his lawyers refute that he incited insurrection. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal.
Most powerful evidence, his own words. Incriminating.
Trump allies like Senator Lindsey Graham call the offer to testify a stunt.
It's just a nightmare for the country to do this. It's just a political showboat move.
Trump advisor Jason Miller contends the Senate trial, which starts Tuesday, is an unconstitutional proceeding because Trump is no longer in office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A fiercely divided U.S. House of Representatives tossed Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene off both of her committees Thursday, an unprecedented punishment that Democrats said she'd earned by spreading hateful and violent conspiracy theories. From Washington, this is VOA News. Defying the possibility of arrest and reprisals from Myanmar's new military rulers, protesters again this week's coup openly demonstrated, rejecting the takeover and calling for the release of the country's ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. In the main city, Yangon, an estimated 200 teachers and professors held signs supporting civil disobedience and flashed the three-fingered salute, signifying resistance that has become popular with anti-government protesters in neighboring Thailand. There were also demonstrations in the capital on Friday, with medical staff staging a march. China Friday warned off a U.S. warship sailing near contested islands in the South China Sea, Beijing said, the first such encounter made public since the inauguration of President Joe Biden. The USS John McCain broke into, quote, broke into China's Zixi territorial waters without the permission of the Chinese government, end quote, Beijing's military said in a statement using its name for the disputed Paracel Islands. Johnson & Johnson is asking federal regulators to clear its COVID-19 vaccine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Unlike the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, this one is just a single dose, an easier-to-use option in the virus fight. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine does not seem quite as effective as the two-dose versions, but preliminary results from a massive study show it offers strong protection against moderate to severe COVID-19. The Food and Drug Administration's independent advisors will publicly debate the vaccine's data in 3 weeks before making a recommendation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Japanese company, NEC Corporation, has invented a facial recognition system that verifies people even when they're wearing face masks. The system, which can be used at security gates, takes less than 1 second to identify people wearing masks. The company claims a verification accuracy rate of over 99.9%. A spokesman for NEC said the company had already been working on the system before the virus outbreak due to certain demands in Japan, where people wear masks in their daily lives for a wide range of purposes. And Switzerland will mark 50 years since women won the vote Sunday. Dismally late for a country that prides itself on having one of the oldest democracies in the world. The move came in 1971, more than a century after the first demands for universal suffrage in the country. Swiss politicians, including the justice minister, hailed the progress made since then. From Washington via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.